Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now I move, as I said I was going to do, that we set the vote to report out Judge Kavanaugh's nomination at 1:30 p.m. today.
That's the Republican Chairman Chuck Grassley referring to 1:30 Eastern time. Democrats oppose it, saying there should be more investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against the nominee. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
In Gastonia, North Carolina.
I'm Rob Helton, Chief of Police, and I'm heartbroken.
That's the police chief at a news conference where it was announced that the body of a little boy had been found in a creek in Gastonia, and it's believed to be that of a boy they'd been searching for nearly a week. Here's an FBI agent, Jason Kaplan.
We believe that we have found Maddox, and I think it's reasonable to say that it's him, but some time will pass before we'll be able to say that definitively.
Six-year-old Maddox Rich was autistic and nonverbal. He apparently got lost after running ahead of his dad while playing in a park last Saturday. The search continuing today for a skydiver in Maine who disappeared during a jump. Reports are the skydiving instructor was last seen yesterday afternoon during a tandem jump with a student, but the student landed safely. The instructor, nowhere to be found. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Passengers aboard a Papua New Guinea flight have quite a story to tell. The plane landing in a lagoon early today. There were 47 people aboard the flight that landed short of an airport runway. Crews quickly helped them to safety. There were no serious injuries or fatalities reported. Murphy Brown is back. The iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist has been given a reboot and premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast. Now, a running gag on the original sitcom was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary. It was someone new just about every week. Last night, her secretary was none other than... Well, let's see if you can figure it out.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you're right if you guessed Hillary Clinton. It looks like it will be another windy and dry day in western Wyoming where a massive wildfire is still raging. The Roosevelt Fire scorching over 50,000 acres south of Jackson and about 35% contained. And Tiger Woods is hoping Sunday's win carries over into the Ryder Cup. He and Team USA opening the tourney against Europe this morning in Paris, France. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. Today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films, The Nun, Peppermint, and God Bless the Broken Road. I'm also going to be talking about Jack Ryan, the new TV show on Amazon Prime, and a look back at the film The Wolfman. I'll also be talking about news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup featuring the Hocus Pocus 25th anniversary Blu-ray. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/kevincarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
First piece of news, I have to say a big fond farewell to Burt Reynolds. He passed away this week at age 82. And that's an end of an era. He was an icon in the 70s. In fact, a lot of people don't realize this, especially if you weren't around in the 70s. He was the number one box office draw for the late 70s, early 80s. Forget Star Wars. He was originally considered to be in Star Wars, but he was such a huge star from like 1978 to 1982, and there was one time where there were four movies that he was in release in theaters at the same time. He was such a box office juggernaut. I mean, one of the bona fide new modern movie stars. And what I always found interesting about him is he didn't care about the art of the movies. He was not out there to win awards. He was just out there to have fun. And so he did movies like Smokey and the Bandit, which was a great film. And you can watch that today, and it's completely out of its time. But it's still a hilariously fun little romp of a movie. One of my favorite movies that he was in was Deliverance, because it was such against type before he became a type. Early in the 70s, it's a disturbing film. And yeah, he still plays the man's man, but he's not the typical Burt Reynolds character until after, you know, Smokey and the Bandit. And then he had a whole slew of movies all the way through the 80s. And then another one of my favorite movies of his was Boogie Nights back in 1997, which has been over 20 years ago. And that movie was taking place, in fact, less time passed between when Boogie Nights started to take place and it was made than when Boogie Nights was made and now. That's how old Boogie Nights is. Taking an icon from the 70s and putting him in a movie about iconic 70s elements. Yeah, it was in the San Fernando Valley in the porn industry, but it was such a 70s-styled movie, and they took Burt Reynolds, and they didn't play against type, but they didn't play his type. He kind of got his own role, got an Academy Award nomination for it, and that's the kind of thing he wasn't chasing. So Burt Reynolds, like I said, Hollywood icon, ups and downs, good and bad, but he was a force to be reckoned with, especially in the 70s and 80s, and then eventually when he resurged in the 90s. So you'll be missed, you and your mustache. The next piece of news I want to hit really quickly is the Academy has finally decided to abandon its achievement in popular film category, the one that they were dancing around and toying with. This was ready to be seen coming. I predicted this, in fact, on my show. But the thing that I think is so hilarious about this was the statement from the president of the Academy essentially saying, "We don't understand why people are all upset. We didn't realize we'd get this kind of backlash." Of course you didn't realize you'd get this sort of backlash, because you're idiots. And you didn't realize how this works in the grand scheme of the award season. People don't... there's a thing for popular films. It's called box office. That's how you rank popular films. And if you really want to have something that's the most popular film, watch the People's Choice Awards or something like that. The Oscars is trying to do both, be this artistic movie element and also go after the popular films. Well, that just doesn't work. And they're just scrambling to figure out what they can do to cut the ceremony in time. And I'm like, there's a lot of fat in there. Give me an editing job on the Oscar ceremony. I'll tell you what you need to trim out of there. We're not in the world anymore where you can watch a 4 or 4.5 hour broadcast and keep people's attention. Heck, the Super Bowl doesn't even hold people's attention through the halftime show. And the last piece of news, this actually isn't really movie news, but I have to address it because it reminded me so much of a famous line in movie history. There was this woman, and I think she's from the UK or she's Australian, Siobhan O'Dwyer. She's has a doctorate in something. I don't know what it is. She had a plane ticket, and it was written on the ticket, Dr. Siobhan O'Dwyer, and she went to go board, and they called her Miss. Oh, here's your seat, Miss O'Dwyer. And she had a little fit and went on Twitter and was like, how dare you? It said doctor, and, you know, your misogynistic BS is what's causing this problem. And she was just called Miss. Miss is an appropriate term to say to somebody. And it reminded me so much of this line from Austin Powers.
Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
My father has a PhD in organic chemistry. That is not an easy degree to get. He never went by Dr. Carr. He resisted being called Dr. Carr. He always just wanted to be called Bill or Mr. Carr. When we were kids, I never saw him play that. And I knew people, and he knew people himself who would get these degrees and then demand to be called doctor. I have zero respect for people. If I'm going into a doctor's office, I'll call my doctor or a dentist office. Or if I'm going to a lecture and there's a professor or somebody with a PhD giving it in their degree of expertise, yes, I will call them doctor. But if I'm in the line at the supermarket, I'm not going to call the person in front of me doctor. I don't care how many degrees you have. Your ego-driven nonsense to have your degree be your title outside of your profession is BS. And then this woman tweeted, oh, it's not about ego, it's about respect. It's absolutely about ego. What sort of narcissistic person demands that the doctor appear on a freaking plane ticket? I have people who, like, will have, I've gotten correspondence from people and like, mail me a DVD, and they'll have doctor. I'm like, doctor of getting DVDs? I actually know a guy who used to go by the term Dr. DVD. He didn't complain. He didn't insist on being called doctor. This kind of behavior in this woman reminds me of another line from a famous movie.
This town needs an enema.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. First one I want to hit is the new trailer for Halloween, which drops on October 19th. I believe I played an earlier trailer for this, but this one is different, and I think it's worth checking out.
The bus crashed.
Michael Myers escaped.
He'll return to Haddonfield, his home.
I need to protect my family.
You have no security system, Karen.
Mom, you need help.
Evil is real.
There's a reason we're supposed to be afraid of this night.
I've been preparing for this for a long time.
It is not safe to be on the street tonight.
Go home! Get out of here! Get inside!
He's here.
This trailer has reinvigorated my interest in this movie simply because it looks like it's trying to play a little bit more into what the original Halloween was like. I have a certain degree of faith in David Gordon Green. He's a guy who loves movies, and he's a guy who respects the origin of movies. I don't think he's going to be like Rob Zombie and completely take a dump on the franchise. I just thought that first trailer didn't look like it was in the right context and didn't feel right. This one feels right. This one, it seems like it's going to be hardier and scarier and more violent than the stuff from the 70s and 80s, but this looks like it could be an authentic Halloween movie, so I am looking forward to this. The next one I want to talk about is The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, opens on November 2nd.
Where am I?
You're in the Four Realms, Princess Clara.
Princess?
Welcome to our world. The land of snowflakes. The land of flowers. And the land of sweets. But in the fourth realm, this is where our troubles began. Mother Ginger started this war.
Don't you know it's dangerous here?
I hope you'll be the one to finish it.
This looks almost equally as scary as the Halloween movie. And this one is the most Tim Burton-y kind of Nutcracker movie without Tim Burton's development or help in this. This really looks like it could be a more authentic sequel to the Alice in Wonderland movie than the sequel to the Alice in Wonderland movie. I'm being a little facetious, but still, this movie looks out there and bizarre. It might be interesting. I just hope it doesn't turn into something that's all about lavish look and craziness and opulence and have no story to it and not quite land properly, because it has two directors. It has Joe Johnston and Lasse Hestrom, and they're kind of different types of directors. So we'll see what happens. This one could be good, but I still have some reservations about it. That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Jack Ryan and God Bless the Broken Road.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce.
building business, one business at a time.
Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's jump right into movie reviews. Well, not really even movie reviews. This is a TV show. I normally don't cover TV. The thing with TV, it's not just ABC, NBC, and CBS anymore. You got to cover cable and even international stuff with like BBC. Now you've got streaming. You've got Netflix shows. You've got Amazon Prime, Hulu, which has just multiplied the number of TV shows to keep track of. I could barely keep up with network and basic cable just about 10 years ago. There's no way I can keep up on streaming. But every now and then something kind of jumps up on my radar and I say, hey, that might be something that's worth talking about. And Jack Ryan, that one did. And the reason I think this is important to talk about in the context of movies, they've done a lot of Tom Clancy movies. They've had Alec Baldwin in Hunt for Red October. You had Harrison Ford in Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger. You had Ben Affleck as Jack Ryan in The Sum of Our Fears. And you had Chris Pine as Jack Ryan in Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit. So why not get John Krasinski from The Office to play Jack Ryan? And that was an odd choice initially. But it kind of works. And I'll tell you after we play the trailer. In this Amazon Prime original series, Tom Clancy's classic character Jack Ryan starts out as a CIA analyst and gets swept up into a hunt for an international terrorist.
What exactly does a State Department supply chain logistician do?
They work behind the desk. They write reports.
That sounds...
Why?
The individual behind these transactions could be a high-level target. His name is Suleiman.
How come you're the only one that knows about this mystery man?
I was just following the money, sir.
They have cells in France, Yemen, Syria, and those are just the ones we know about.
There's something different about his agenda.
I'd like to set up a task force.
Whatever he's planning, he's ready now.
First of all, Harrison Ford and Alec Baldwin, Chris Pine, these people as movie stars, these are action stars. And yeah, I know a lot of people praised Harrison Ford because he was sort of that pencil pusher turned into an action star. It's Harrison Ford. It's Indiana Jones, Han Solo. You bring that with you to the movies. It's impossible, especially if you're talking in the 90s, it was impossible to divorce your image of Harrison Ford as an action star from anything that he was playing. Same thing with Ben Affleck to a certain degree. He was the young hot star after a movie like Armageddon. So John Krasinski was a really good choice because he's known as the guy from The Office. I mean, yeah, he did A Quiet Place, but you know, when they were making this series, they didn't know The Quiet Place was going to blow up. He was just the guy from The Office. He was Jim Halpert, a hapless guy who, you know, went through different iterations in the show, but that's what he's best known for. Now, granted, he's not mugging at the camera during this, although I would have loved him to do that at some point. But that's kind of the essence of Jack Ryan. He's a desk jockey. He's a paper pusher. Now, he's a brilliant guy, but he is sort of reluctantly drawn into some of this action stuff. That's not what his role is initially in the film. And that's why it works, because he builds off of that character. Now, he's obviously more fit than the Jim Halpert character. I mean, it's a different character. But he's not like the hoorah guy from the 13 Hours movie, where he was that Benghazi movie that came out a couple years ago, which was really trying to break him out of the Jim Halpert character. So, first of all, he works great as Jack Ryan. And TV is more cinematic now, so it does have the explosions and the action sequences in it, but it still feels much more like a TV show. And I think that was one of the things that brought down Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit a bit, is it was still trying to be this big, huge, massive movie, whereas this is a series, it's a little more restrained. It feels more like, say, Covert Affairs, that show with Piper Perabo in it a couple years ago. Now, you can binge watch all 8 episodes of this all at once. They dropped them all on Amazon. They're not doing them week to week, so you can burn through all of them. But it has that single storyline that goes through. And the other thing that works on this is having an 8-episode miniseries, essentially, you can have a full arc and it doesn't seem to stumble over itself when you have like a 21, 24-episode run. That actually works better in these self-contained arcs. And we saw that with British programming, where British programming sometimes have as little as three per season. But, you know, if they have 6 to 10 episodes a season, or a series, as they like to say, that actually kind of breaks down better. You can tell a better story because you're not spinning your wheels too much and you're not padding it out too much. So I'm going to say Jack Ryan as a series certainly works, and in a way works better than the character does on the big screen. The other thing I find is interesting is it deals with elements of today's world. They have it dealing with drone weaponry, which kind of was after Tom Clancy's big writing days. And it also deals with immigrants and Muslim immigrants, and it deals with the facets of different Muslims around the world. And it doesn't say, you know, it doesn't take that all Muslims are evil kind of stance that some people do take. It presents us as this is the world we live in, and this is a global situation. And it's a little more open-minded than, you know, an overly demonstrative film could be. So overall, I enjoy Jack Ryan. I think it's a good series. Looking forward to seeing what they do with season 2. So I'm going to say Jack Ryan kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quickly about God Bless the Broken Road. A widow whose husband was killed in Afghanistan faces a crisis of faith as she tries to put her life back together.
We miss you, Amber.
We know you're still hurting. It's times like these you really need to lean on your faith.
I tried putting my faith in God. I don't understand why he would do that to us. If he wants me, he knows where to find me.
I planted it in Sunday school. That's my mustard seed.
I don't know, honey. Some seeds just don't grow where we live.
Mom, this one will.
This was not screened, and that's why I'm kind of shoving it at the end of a break here. It's not unexpected that this wasn't screened. It's a faith-based, smaller, independent production directed by the guy who did God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2, neither of which I liked. I thought those movies were extremely problematic with what it was trying to do and how it's just making its arguments. I do not hold those up, even though they made money, I don't hold those up as giants in the faith-based cinema realm. So you feel a lot of the same problems in this movie just by watching the trailer. I mean, the acting's not that good, even by professional actors. I mean, and I use that loosely, like with Robin Givens. Even the lines she delivers in the trailer aren't very good. And the other thing that bothers me about this from a faith perspective is there really an attitude by people out there that believe that good things happen to you based on whether your faith is the right faith? Because we saw this in that movie Miracles from Heaven, which starred Jennifer Gardner. That movie that was like, oh, why this stuff is bad, it's happening to you, your daughter has gone missing or got injured, it's because of something you did in your faith. And I'm like, there's an entire book of the Bible that says horrible things can happen to you, and there's still a reason to have faith. Is that teaching lost nowadays? Is that something that people don't realize? I understand you questioning it, but I've never been taught that, but that seems to be a theme that shows up a lot. This one looks like we've been down this path before. It looks very similar to other movies that are out there. But I didn't see it. It wasn't screened, so it gets a preemptive suck.
It sucks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about The Nun and Peppermint.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of 6 luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a powerful earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, triggering a 5-foot-tall tsunami that government officials say has swept away homes in at least 2 cities and left hundreds of families missing. Telecommunications are down in the region, and damage estimates have not yet been released. To Capitol Hill, where the Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting again on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now, I move, as I said I was going to do, that we set the vote to report out Judge Kavanaugh's nomination at 1:30 p.m. today.
That's the Republican Chairman Chuck Grassley referring to 1:30 Eastern time for the vote. Democrats oppose it, saying there should be more investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against the nominee. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with the movie reviews with The Nun. In this spinoff from The Conjuring 2, the Vatican sends a priest and a novitiate to a secluded abbey in Romania in 1958 to investigate mysterious deaths.
I had a series of visions when I was younger. And after each one ended, the same thought would be stuck in my head.
What did you see?
I saw a nun. Word of my visions reached the church, and I was asked to accompany a priest to an abbey in Romania.
The abbey has a long history, not all good.
Everyone knows by now I'm a huge horror movie fan. I have decorations up already. We decorated for Halloween this past week for Labor Day. And I know that offends some people because it's like, it's not October yet, rah, rah, rah. Well, first of all, I'm not going to decorate for September. But I'm like, October's a very busy month for me with horror movies, and we got award season starting to kick off, and I got all the stuff I'm dealing with my kids. I got a friend visiting from out of town. I've got a lot of going on in October, and then you hit November, and then December, and your award season, and Christmas, and my kids are in plays, and they're doing Christmas productions. It goes by so fast. I said, I want to take some time and enjoy Halloween, so I'm going to start Halloween decorating on Labor Day. And I'm going to start watching horror movies early, which is why you're getting horror movies reviews. That's why I'm talking about The Wolfman in the next segment, because I'm getting a jump on the horror movies. And there's nothing wrong with that. So to see a movie like The Nun in September, that kind of excites me. And in fact, there was a time when they would make horror movies and they would just get out of the way of Saw, and then everyone got out of the way of Paranormal Activity, and you get like one horror movie out in the theaters. We've got a whole slew of them. We got Halloween coming up later. We've got The House with the Clock Within the Walls. We've got The Nun that just came out. There's a bunch of horror movies coming out in the next 8 weeks, which is fantastic. And then, of course, that Nutcracker in the Four Realms, that's a Christmas movie, but that looks pretty horrific too. And I'm not somebody who has to see something that's brutal and heavy and violent. I like kind of just fun, off-the-cuff horror movies as well. And that's kind of where The Nun falls. The Conjuring series, this is the fifth in the series. Now, they had the first two Conjuring movies, which were about the Warrens and these real life stories that had happened, whether you believe them or not. I have a friend who just completely rejects anything. If it's a ghost story, he just doesn't like it because he doesn't believe in ghosts, and he can't get past that and can't suspend disbelief. And I'm like, well, you like Superman, but you do know that there aren't aliens that come to Earth and fly, but somehow that's something he can handle, and it bothers him. I love ghost stories, and The Conjuring, I thought, were these incredibly well-constructed films. Both of them were. And then they did the Annabelle spinoffs of the creepy doll. And even though that Annabelle doll looks nothing like the original Annabelle, which is actually a Raggedy Ann doll, they still work as movies. I know the first one was somewhat poorly received, but I enjoyed the first Annabelle, and I thought the second Annabelle was actually an improvement. So the series is good. This one spins off Conjuring 2 and that Marilyn Manson-looking nun that wanders around in that movie. That was a great image. And I love these stories of the church trying to save people from some horror evil, stuff like The Exorcist and The Omen. We see that Hollywood only finds Jesus when it's doing horror movies with exorcisms in it. But this is one where the Vatican sent these folks out to check this thing out, and it's a great setup. And it's also a beautiful-looking movie. This has some great imagery. In fact, it takes a lot of care with how it shoots the horror elements, and I really appreciate that. It also has some very good acting. Damien Bashir plays the priest. Tessa Farmiga, who's Vera Farmiga's sister. Vera Farmiga, of course, plays Estelle Warren, who's from the first two Conjuring movies. But Tessa Farmiga does a very good job as the novitiate, which is a nun who hasn't taken her final vows yet. And so they've got good acting. The problem is that there's only about 40 minutes of story in this film. It is not a densely plotted movie. And not that you need that for a ghost story, but some of the better horror films that have really sort of resurged in the last 10 years in terms of mainstream horror, I'm talking about very accessible stuff that got in wide release. Stuff like Insidious and The Conjuring, which were both from James Wan. But even stuff like Sinister. Sinister was a really neat movie. And they actually have some pretty well-written stories. They aren't just people go to a house and get attacked. It's not overly simple. And The Conjuring, of all those series, I think is the most intricately plotted and has some of the most defined and in-depth characters. That's why I think it's such a good series, just those first two. This one doesn't have that complexity. The Nun has some great atmosphere and some great moments, but a lot of those moments are padding. Now, the plus side is the padding is not a bunch of people just sitting around talking about nonsense. It doesn't feel like it's padding in the sense of taking a half hour of people just wandering around an empty abbey before you get to any sort of horror elements. The problem is that there's so many moments of people getting caught in peril with dark hallways and shadowy figures that you lose the effect by the time you're about halfway through the film. It's kind of the polar opposite of The Little Stranger. If you remember that movie I talked about, I think it was last week. That one was gothic and atmosphere, but there was almost no horror to the movie. There were like one or two moments where it's creepy, but even then they pulled their punches on it. This one's kind of the opposite. It doubles down on all the creepy moments of the nun that there's a reason why in classic horror movies you don't show the monster early on. Aside from the fact the shark wasn't working, there's a reason you don't show the full-blown money shot of Jaws in the first hour of that movie. There's a reason why Ridley Scott held back showing the alien in Alien. This one doesn't. It just shows everybody from the beginning, and it goes over the top and crazy. So as in the terms of the look of the film and as a just throwaway horror movie, it's fine. And I like the fact they're continuing the Conjuring franchise better than they continue the Insidious franchise. But still, it's just okay. So I'm going to have to say, in a nice sense, I'm going to say it just kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk quickly about Peppermint. After her family is killed, a woman goes into hiding for 5 years in order to train so she can hunt down those responsible.
5 years ago, Riley North just disappeared.
Completely off the grid.
So she spends the last 5 years doing what?
Training.
Well, that's new.
You honestly think Riley North did this?
Today's the 5-year anniversary of her family's murder. She's back. Corrupt judges. Dirty cops. What do I want? I want justice.
It's funny, I've been talking about this movie all weekend on the radio, and I've had people say, well, this is kind of a departure for Jennifer Gardner. And I said, well, maybe, because nowadays she does like Capital One Visa ads. And when she shows up in a movie, it's usually playing the mom in like a relationship drama or a comedy or a light romance or something. Like she was in Miracles from Heaven as the mom. Wasn't she in that Love, Simon movie that came out earlier this year? So that's kind of the role she's fallen into. And she's fine in that. But you forget before that and before the romantic comedies, she was doing the Alias TV show, where she was kicking butt all over the place. She was a spy, and she was this formidable, physically aggressive character. She was also in the movie Daredevil, and she got Elektra as a spinoff movie. So she's done physical action movies. So this is her kind of going back to her roots. In essence, it's a Death Wish movie, without Charles Bronson, but with a woman, played by Jennifer Gardner. So I didn't see this, and it's not that they didn't screen it, so I can't give it a preemptive suck, but what happened was it was screening the same night as the Nun, so I had to pick one of them, and then I went to go see it on Thursday night, and none of the prints in Columbus, Ohio worked. Apparently, there was something wrong with the digital code or whatever, and it was everywhere, apparently, throughout the city, so I didn't get a chance to see it. So I don't know. I'm kind of the reviews aren't kind, and they're saying it's kind of tone deaf, and I think it's probably for the same reasons that the Death Wish remake didn't get great reviews. So, I don't know, maybe I'll check it out this week and come back and circle around and talk about it if it's worth talking about next week. But that's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to have a retro review of The Wolfman and The Box Office and the Home Cinema Roundup featuring Hocus Pocus.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We'll
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's finish up the movie reviews with a retro review. I warned you in the last segment, doggone it, I'm going to be talking about some horror films. And these aren't like terrifying, brutal horror movies. Like I said, I like some of the classics. I like looking at it from all over the genre. I also am not somebody who's into the violent stuff necessarily, just violence for violence sake. I think there are some movies that are interesting. But I had a friend once recommend the Belko Experiment, which I still haven't seen. But his response was, he said it on a message in Facebook. He's like, oh, you should see it. It's brutal. And my reply was, brutal isn't a selling point for me. I mean, I'm not somebody who just wants to see rape and murder and suffering. That's not what I'm into. That's probably part of the reason why I don't like watching The Walking Dead, because that's just misery porn at this point. And that's the same reason why I don't necessarily get into movies like, you know, the extreme stuff, like Martyrs or Irreversible, almost nihilistic films. I have a good friend who defines horror as saying, well, horror movies should make you feel uncomfortable. And that's why he likes those very extreme content films. I'm like, I get how you define it, and that's all fine and dandy. But for me, I like, there's a little bit of fun in horror I like to have. Everything doesn't have to be punishing. That's why I like some of these older films. And so I want to talk about one of them now, and that is The Wolfman, the original from 1941. Lon Chaney Jr. stars as Lawrence Talbot, a fun-loving man who is bitten by a werewolf and becomes haunted with the curse of lycanthropy.
Sir Jugular. Is that the way Jenny Williams was killed?
Yes.
Find something?
Animal tracks.
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives becomes a werewolf himself.
You're just wasting your time.
The wolf bit you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I killed Baylor. I killed Richardson. If I stay here any longer, you can't tell who'll be next.
This was not the first werewolf movie made in the early days of cinema. There was Werewolf of London, but this is the most famous. This is the most iconic werewolf of the early part of the 20th century. Lon Chaney Jr. makes the role his own. And what's funny about this movie, if you watch the other Wolfman movies, he's tortured throughout the whole thing because he knows he turns into a monster. And you even see that as they go all the way through Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein when he shows up in that. But this is him being this sort of this, you know, flopsy-mopsy guy. You know, I'm just out here. I'm just kind of a playboy. I'm looking to see a girl and go out and have some fun. And then he gets bitten by a werewolf and he becomes a tortured soul. So it's sort of like the beginning of Lawrence Talbot's transformation. This is also a great movie to watch simply for the makeup effects. You got to remember, this movie is almost 80 years old. It's 77 years old. And the makeup effects, while they're old, he still looks really good as the Wolfman. Now, you don't see the transformation. It dissolves for the transformation because it was made in the early 40s. But it's a fantastic makeup development, and it works. And Lon Chaney Jr.'s acting ability comes through on that. This is a classic film. It's got like Claude Rains in it. It's got Ralph Bellamy from Pretty Woman, who's in Trading Places as the detective. But this launched the crossover movies in the 40s for the Universal Films, because you had Frankenstein and Dracula and Dracula's Daughter and Bride of Frankenstein. You had all those. And then this one was the Wolfman, and then they did Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, then House of Frankenstein, then House of Dracula. And that's when they started mixing up the monsters. And that's what I mean when I say the fun movies, where it's absurd and crazy, and yeah, you've got real danger, I guess you could say, in these sort of black and white cheesy 70-minute films. But they're still lovable and enjoyable and iconic even today. So The Wolfman is one of my favorites of the entire run of the Universal Monster movies, and it's to me as iconic as Dracula or Frankenstein, although it's very different in its approach. So I'm going to say The Wolfman totally rocks.
It rocks.
Excellent!
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quickly about the box office. Not a whole lot I want to say, because it was not a big surprise. Operation Finale did okay, kind of fell in the middle of the top 10. Crazy Rich Asians, The Meg, and Mission Impossible all topped the box office. And that's good, but what's notable is Crazy Rich Asians. That movie has made in the mid-20 millions for three weekends in a row. That's kind of unheard of. That's the real interesting thing about the box office from last week is that it was the third weekend that Crazy Rich Asians didn't really drop that much. And that's fantastic. That's great for that movie. So that's a good thing. But yeah, we're going to get the Nun's going to win the box office this weekend. It's going to knock that out of the top spot. But that was a great run for Crazy Rich Asians, and that's probably going to continue through September, at least. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. Today's spotlight is Disney's Hocus Pocus. The Mouse House has released a 25th anniversary Blu-ray of this film about three witches who come back to life 300 years after being vanquished in Salem, Massachusetts.
Jump back. Twist the bones and bend the back. Eat it, Captain Malachemist.
Back in 1693, the people of Salem, Massachusetts.
Witches!
Yes?
Thought they got rid of the Sanderson sisters for good.
We shall be back!
300 years later, it's Halloween Eve, and they're back.
We are home.
I have a confession to make. The first time I ever saw this movie was actually just last year. I watched it with my youngest son because we were watching a bunch of Halloween horror movies, but like stuff that little kids can watch. He was 9 back then. He's 10 now. And I'd never seen Hocus Pocus, and I said, let's watch it. And what's funny about Hocus Pocus, I remember when it came out. I was in college. And I remember not caring about it because I was, you know, early 20s. So it was not at all something I was interested in. And now I can look at it as a parent and sort of nostalgia gets in. But it kind of flopped. It wasn't a big movie, but it became iconic and became a cult film by playing on like Disney Channel and Freeform all the time on Halloween. And it would just be run all the time. So there's all these people that it has the Goonies effect. So it had all these kids that grew up watching it because it was always on those stations. And so now you have people in their 20s and their 30s who have great fond memories of watching this when they were kids. And that's essentially the Goonies effect, whereas the Goonies was a throwaway movie in the 80s, but it was all those kids who watched it in the 90s on HBO that then remembered fondly when really it's kind of a dumb movie when you get down to it. And that's the way Hocus Pocus is. Hocus Pocus is a little haphazard. It has these sort of one-off sketches. Like they have this whole bit with Penny Marshall and Gary Marshall as these people handing out trick-or-treating candy. And they have this whole song, literally a song and dance moment with Bette Midler singing "I Put a Spell on You." So it has these diversions that are very typical of Kenny Ortega, who directed it. Now you know, from seeing him do the High School Musical movies and such, you can see where he was going with that. But it's kind of disjointed. And Bette Midler's great in it. Sarah Jessica Parker's like surprisingly good in it. Kathy Mangini's fine, although it is a little bit, I think it would be politically incorrect. She basically plays the fat, mentally challenged witch, which I still think is a little bit, it's offensive. I mean, it is kind of offensive. Let's call a spade a spade. This is not something you could get away with today. But I think people forgive it in general for that. My biggest problem with Hocus Pocus is the fact that it is a direct ripoff of one of the Hollywood staples of Halloween, and that is Ernest Scared Stupid. Ernest Scared Stupid is about a troll that was vanquished from town years ago, and some dim-witted idiot in town releases him again, and everyone has to get together to put that troll back where it belongs. And that's essentially the same plot as Hocus Pocus. It just doesn't have the big song and dance production numbers. But Ernest Scared Stupid came out a couple years before Hocus Pocus, so I'm calling BS on this, because Ernest Scared Stupid, that's a national treasure. Hocus Pocus is fun, too. But it's more enjoyable for the nostalgia feel to it. Now, the new Blu-ray has the original featurette, which is about 5 minutes long. They also have this 25th anniversary trivia track, which is essentially pop-up videos. They do this every now and then where they put little interviews and facts of the movie and production stills and stuff like that. So it's sort of a immersive looking at the film if you've already seen it a couple times. And that's always fun to do. That's something that's good for the kids. It sort of bridges that gap between a kid's movie and a grown-up film and something that you can watch as a special feature that runs the running time of the movie. So that's really the only bonus material that's on there. I think they could have gone and been a little more generous with that. But Disney apparently took all the bonus material and just crammed it into this trivia track that you can watch with the film, so I guess that's okay. But in the end, I'm going to have to say that Hocus Pocus kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
Other releases this week are the Fred Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor?, Hereditary, Adrift, Supernatural, Season 13, and Young Sheldon, Season 1. And that is it for this week. I need to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about The Predator and White Boy Rick. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination for the Supreme Court just after 1:30 Eastern Time. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke earlier today.
I about fell out of my chair when Dr. Ford said yesterday, I didn't know you would be willing to come to me. The email interactions between this committee and her lawyers, my staff would still welcome the opportunity to speak with Dr. Ford at any time and any place convenient to her.
House Republicans say they strongly favor new federal regulations on sports gambling after the Supreme Court allowed states to open sports books. At a hearing of a House Judiciary Subcommittee, GOP members said that they were concerned advertisements and online gambling platforms could target minors, and they said they also feared the potential for game fixing. No word on how Democrats feel regarding regulating the sportsbook industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the cost of benchmark health care plans under the
only works on the style and the look, and it's kind of a different take to
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in. to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you. And now the weather. The weather today. Very interesting. Today, partly sunny with a high near 78. Northwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51. North winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 77. North wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Calm wind. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 78, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Sounds like a beautiful weekend, so go out and enjoy it.